Hey y'all, welcome back to Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Marai, and you are now listening to a Bit Yon Production Boo. And we ain't playing no games today. And as y'all see, obviously, I do have my lovely best friend here with me today, Monty Brazy, aka, what you wanna call her? Like, she do
Bit
it
mine.
All. Bit mine, she do it all, y'all.
I guess we're gonna talk about friendships today.
We're gonna tell y'all a little bit about how we became friends.
Yeah.
But not even how we became friends, but more so the, like...
Yo, it go back.
It go back. More so, like, the involvement of, like... how we became friends, but not only that, y'all, I can't say, like, sure, I know I'm about to go into detail, but I'm not trying to go into detail, but this is my girl right here, y'all. Yeah. When I tell you guys, like, I wouldn't be, like, this self-aware and be, like, so at the point that I'm at without her, so we thank Monty. Monty is going to be the first guest. This is my best friend, also my cousin.
Yeah, if y'all didn't know, we is cousins.
Our moms are sisters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Monty has been, like, a good one of my friends. Our relationship, our friendship has went up and down all different type of, like, ways that you might explain it. But I can say that our friendship made, like, a big shift. Mm-hmm. It made, like, a very big shift. And not only was we supposed to be cousins, I feel like we started becoming, like, best friends, you want to say. But, like, this was, like, the only friendship that I have had that,
lasted throughout these years, like, ever since, like, we've been knowing each other since we was babies, y'all, like, fresh out the womb, we got baby pictures together. This is the only girl who I've been friends with since I was a baby, literally nobody else.
Literally, like, I remember us, like, playing under the table at your birth, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I remember,
like, my mom used to put barrettes in her head, like, we used to share barrettes, like, baths together, everything.
Literally. Yeah, it's my twin, it's my girl, so obviously, I'm so happy y'all get to meet her. And anything, please follow my girl on Instagram. She's bad. Like I said, we only got bad bitches all on this.
Yeah.
Show. So I really hope y'all go follow my girl. We're going to definitely put her name underneath. Bonnie, like, I know that we have been friends for so long. Mm-hmm. Is it a point in our friendship where you feel like everything more so just, like, shifted? Like, where do you feel like that shift came from? How did it feel to you?
I feel like that shift definitely came in, like, high school. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say when me and you both was in, like, a relationship. And, like, this is, like, high school relationship. And, like, y'all have to understand, like before we went in high school, like, 8th grade and, like, in the beginning of 9th grade year, me and y'all was not talking at all. Yeah. So, like, I remember we had, her mama was having a family event. And I went over there and, like... we just sat down. We just started talking about, like, our boyfriends at the time. And, yo, like, everything was just, like, that she was feeling, I was feeling the same thing. And it was just, like, okay, so we need to start, you know, talking and, like, fun stuff out. Because I didn't have nobody to talk to. And, like, obviously she didn't either. So, like, we just, like, clicked right back, honestly. Would you say the same?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that's where I felt the shift as well. And I just remember us being in my room. And, like, that was the first time we've seen each other in, like, a long time. And we just were telling each other, like, everything about what's going on. I definitely agree that's when the shift happened. But I think the real shift also happened, like, when we went home and, like, started, like, really, like, decompressing exactly how we felt.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't always this self-aware. Like, yeah. I wasn't always able to, like, pinpoint my feelings. I didn't even know that it was okay if I felt the way I felt. I couldn't even pinpoint somebody else was wrong. Like, it was bad, Monty. So.
Yeah, it was. I feel like definitely, like, us, me and her both, like, having conversations. And I'm not trying to say, like, you know, I always was, like, this self-aware and stuff like that. But, like, definitely, like, seeing her going through stuff, it definitely made me feel like, no, like, that's not okay. So I had to step in and, like, you know, be the cousin that I am. And we talked about everything. And we got it fixed. And we solved the problem. And now we're here today. Literally. On her podcast.
Literally. Like, she literally made me literally her, y'all. Like, what are we talking about? Like, she is the blueprint. But, like, when you was going through all that, like, mm-hmm. was that, like, a shift in, like, your relationship you felt like as well? Like you know, in the relationship that you, because you was going through a relationship as well.
Yeah. It definitely, like, I would say, like, with that relationship plus, like, adding hers back in my life, it definitely, like, added more value. Like, I felt like I had somebody else other than the person that I was with, because, like, I literally didn't have friends at the time. So it was, like, it actually felt good. And, like, me actually become back friends with her actually caused problems in my relationship.
I'm so weak. But talk about that. Like, I mean, how do you feel like it started, like, causing, like, problems in your relationship?
I just feel like at that time, me and that person, we literally, me and him both didn't have no friends. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, us going from having no friends to me starting back hanging out with, like, my friends, stuff like that. It was very difficult for him. Like, we would be arguing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Remember that time I got into it at your mama's house?
In the bathroom. I was like, yeah, that was kind of crazy. In the bathroom.
And they had to keep knocking on the door, like, Monty, like, keep it down. And I'm over here, like, I'm sorry, but this man is pissing me off right now. And
keep it down. Like, is you okay? Like,
I was not okay. But then that's when I had to realize, like, I can't be with nobody who feel like they can control everything I do, or, like, they need to know, like, every single move that I was doing. Like, no, that was not okay. So, I feel like it definitely, like, being getting back friends with her definitely, like, showed me, like, you know what I'm saying? There's other stuff out there to do. Like, I have my friends. I have other people I can lean on. I don't need a man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, thank you. I know that's right. That is a great, that is very teased up. I do feel like you cannot be having no man controlling, you know, your life. And I feel like sometimes, especially if you are in a relationship for a long time, you'll be blind to it. Like, you don't even
know
like, it's happening, or that you feel that way until you really see somebody else in the same situation that's different also.
Because I used to see my homegirls go out, and they had a man, and they, baby, they man is right there. Or, like, they man did not care. And, like, my man was like, no, why was you at the gas station? You didn't let me know. Why was you at 7-Eleven? You didn't let me know. Like, that was irritating.
I don't blame you. What do you feel like changed about how we showed up for each other? Because, yes, we did, like, get a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what do you feel like changed for that? Because I know some people, like, it's hard to go through that shit, especially when it's not, like, bonding over, like, something that has, like, happened.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I feel like, you know, that definitely does, like, bring people closer.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you feel like we started showing up for each other different after that situation that, like, led to us becoming where we are now?
Yeah, I feel like us, like, talking, not even gonna say every day, but, like, talking, like, periodically and, like, making sure, like, we do our weekly check-ins and, like, even though, like, I might live over here and she live over there. Like, we will still make sure we see each other.
Y'all, we do not live in two different states. We just live in two different cities.
Yeah. We live a good 30, 40 minutes apart. Yeah. But, like, still, like, we would still show up for each other. Like, birthday parties were there. Events were there.
Yeah.
Regardless, like, even if we couldn't be there, like, we're on the phone, like, making sure that I'm making sure you're okay, you making sure that I'm okay. We would, like, remember, like, the small things, like, okay, like, you tell me, okay, well, I got an interview coming up, or this and that, okay, so how did that go?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know what I'm saying, how was school today, how was work, what did you learn, this and that, like, that, like, somebody actually asking me, like, I could tell her the most smallest thing, and, like, the fact that she would remember it, and be like, so, like, how did that go? And I'd be like, nobody else has asked me how, like, how that went. So definitely that part, like, I used to, that's my girl. So.
Oh no, I love you.
Don't you dare start crying.
You know, I get it. But no, I definitely agree. I feel like it definitely did, like, cause a shift in our relationship. And I think us, like, communicating and, like, just, I think communicating a lot more. And also, like, setting out days where it was going to be about me and you.
Yeah.
Like, she would send me TikToks and be like, you know, what we were also going to do is, like, you know, go out to eat once a month, take pictures, get up, doing those type of things. Actually, like, the same way we'd be having those, like, interactions and did things with, like, our man, we just started doing things with each other and, you know, asking each other them questions. And I definitely think it, like, grew our relationship over the years as well.
I can agree.
Do you feel like, in our friendship, like, it has taught you anything about yourself? Because I know you've also going to school for psychology.
Yeah, I feel like, for sure, I feel like our friendship has taught me, like, discipline. And, like, I feel like I said, like, I'm not a perfect person. Like, I know, like, Ayana be kicking it, like, oh, like, I have taught her so much. But it's, like, little does she know, like, she has taught me so much also. Like, I feel like I definitely, you know, I'm a good communicator. But my communication sometimes can be a little brutal. And it's crazy because we just talked about this today. My communication can be a little bit, like, especially, like, with her. Like, I can be a little bit too straightforward. And, like, you know, I'm not really tight enough, but it's about how I say it. It's not about what you say. It's about how you say it. And sometimes I don't be caring about how I be saying stuff sometimes. And, like, it really took her, I think it was, like, a couple of months ago, like, last year or something like that, when she actually, like, sat down and had a conversation. It was like, Mondi, like, you're very, like, honest. Sometimes I don't even want to tell you stuff because it's just, like, I don't want to hear your reaction. But she gonna tell me regardless. Like, it gets to the point where she's like, I'm trying to hold it in. I didn't want to tell you, but I got to tell you. And I'd be like, I already be knowing what she about to tell me. But I definitely had to, like, start, like, you know, actually, like, caring about how a person could feel about what I'm about to say. I can tell you, like, how I feel just about how I say it could be better. And, like, definitely just being, like, more nicer and, like, open. And, like, I feel like seeing her go through, like, and just, like, seeing you go through, like, rough patch and stuff like that definitely, like, made me want to start, like, learning, like, different behaviors and stuff like that. So, like, you know, when you go through stuff, I can kind of, like, be there and give you advice. Like, I feel like you definitely have opened my mind to certain stuff. And, like, not even just with you, like, you and your situations have opened my mind and made me realize, like, everybody's not the same.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, I definitely feel like she has taught me a lot, too. Honestly,
I think, like, I appreciate you. That was very sweet. First, I want to say thank you. Right, that was really. Because nice.
I'm not really that, like, you know.
What, nice?
I am nice. I'm nice. I'm not the type of person who be like. How do you explain it?
I don't know. She don't be like. I don't want to say like she's not affectionate, but like I just try to give her a hug before this. Y'all, she's like,
I'm an affectionate person just with my man. See, when I get one, you know.
Yeah, period. Okay, so. You have taught me a lot about myself also. And even, like, what we were saying, you know, like, about the situation we were just, you know, going through also. I think it made me, like, it makes me, like, especially when I'm going through things on my own and other parts of my life. And then I realize that, like, maybe I might show up, you know, lacking some places. Or I might not, like. I don't know how to explain it. I might not just show. I don't know. I feel how to explain it, but I feel like, for example, when we was on the phone talking, and you was like, "What did you say?"
Like tomorrow today.
Yeah, this was today, and you was like, "Yana, you cannot wait to like say anything." And you're right. Like at the end of the day, at a certain point, I do know how I feel. Yeah. But my thing is, I will try to like wait until like I feel like it's the right moment. It's also like it's never
gonna be right. Yeah. Moment. Like, exactly.
You know, at the end of the day, if we're in a friendship, we're gonna have to communicate the same way you do in a relationship.
Exactly.
Show up for each other. Exactly. And I feel like with Monty, that is one person that like has always just been equal. It's always been like. It always felt reciprocated. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that, like, we are able to communicate and you're able to, like, tell me that. Because I feel like I also, like, realized recently that I needed to, like, communicate better. Like, I probably need to show up, you know, better. I don't need to. I be feeling like somebody know that I'm mad. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, oh, you know, I got an issue. So the fact that you don't want to say anything and you don't, and you,
yeah,
you
fine. That's like, her okay, problem.
Like, you, like, I, you know, you, I'm just going, you I'm know, cool.
You know I got an issue, so you need to ask me what the issue is. No.
Yeah, like, you
need
just,
to tell
you
people.
You know I'm upset. You know you made me upset. Why do you want to... Cause I was going through this, you know, what's his name as well.
Exactly.
And I was like, you know you made me mad. You know you made me mad.
It's like, she just be like, and I understand, because, like, I feel like, you know, she's the type of person where she feel like, sometimes her feelings might not be received to the other person.
Yeah.
So it was like, but it's like, you can clearly, Ayana is like the most, like, when she's upset, you can tell, bro. You can tell, like, she be trying to hide it. But it's, like, you can tell by just, like, her energy be off. Like, even when I be trying to have a conversation with her, she be like, okay. I'm like, all right. Like, what? Like, okay, no. So what did I do now? But it's like at the end of the day, like, I want her to be able to come to me and be like, okay, Monty, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this happened, da-da-da, and, like, I felt some way. And then I'm not a perfect person. I'm still learning myself. It's going to be times where, like, I may do something or say something, not even do something. I may say something that was a little too harsh that she just didn't like. And then same thing for her. Like, you never know. And then I just don't want it to get to the point where, like, stuff is, like, building up and then somebody find it. Like, I don't know. Because I wouldn't be able to receive it right. And I told her that earlier. Like, I couldn't receive all that bundled up in one.
Yeah, and I feel like that's, like, and I feel like after you said that, it definitely did open my perspective mm-hmm. about that. Because you're right. Like, you cannot, like, as much as you feel, like, however you feel about somebody, it's not okay to hold that pain and then just, like, pushing on somebody else because now you're ready to say something. You know, that's not as, like, you definitely should get yourself together, but you also know when you're ready. You know when you have those words. You know when you, you know, feel that type of way. And I feel like
definitely
you can't dump that. Sound like you were saying about, you know, Real Housewives.
I was watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it's basically like two girls in a friendship where, like, people was
Portia
and mm-hmm. I think her name was Shamia, and they basically was going through the same thing where, like, they was letting outsiders get into their friendship, and then Shamia decided they wouldn't have a sit down, and she was like, okay, I'm gonna tell you everything that you did in our friendship that I didn't like.
Yeah.
You can't do that, because it's just like, at the end of the day, if you didn't say nothing at that moment, how do you expect somebody to receive every single day, everything they did within the years? Like, what can they do? You should have said something when it happened, because she was like, oh, like, I'm the type of person where, you know, like, I'm not going to take it, like, it's not that deep to me, da-da-da, but it's like, it is that deep to you, because just, like, at the end of the day, now you want to say something that happened 3 years ago. That's not right, because what can she do now? If you just said something when it happened, maybe
different.
She could have, you know what I'm saying, did something exactly or fixed the problem. Like, that's just not, in my opinion, just not fair.
Yeah. And then you also hold that resentment.
Exactly.
When that's something, I can't say, like, it is something that I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that, because, like, it isn't always, like,
it's not easy.
It's really not easy, because, like, as much as we're talking about this right now, like, I'm not Portia, I'm the other friend.
And I'm over here like, I'm Portia, like, girl.
Yeah, like, I can't, and I don't be trying to. I think from my aspect, it just be more so, like, I think I do be more so worried about people, like,
reactions, and that's
fine. Reactions not being,
and that's understandable.
You know, understand what I'm saying, or just, you know, your mind also goes to, like, the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just be feeling like, I don't want to, like,
you don't want to mess nothing up.
Yeah,
and that makes
not even,
sense.
Like, mess anything up. I just, like, I'm just, I don't be wanting to mess nothing up.
And trust me, like, y'all, like, if y'all going through the same thing, like, trust me, like, however you feeling, it's understandable. Like, with you, how you feeling, it's not wrong. It's a human nature for us to be like, okay, I care about this person's feelings more than in something. I have been in the same situation where it's like, I didn't want to say nothing to nobody because I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, if I can get over it personally, then if you can get over it personally, then you feel okay, like, that deep, you know, it just kind of like, you know, shook my feathers a little bit, then that's fine. But, like, if it's something that, you know, like, I'm going to start acting a little bit different towards this person, you should definitely say something.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, that's not fair to the other person. The other person don't know,
yeah.
In my opinion. Like, imagine, like, us being best friends, and then it's like, you do something wrong, I just start, like, being distant towards you. You don't even know why.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be right for you.
Yeah, you're right. And I think also, like, it's being very self-conscious of other people's emotions
mm-hmm.
as well. And, like, because everybody is different, like
yeah.
you said. And you can't think, like, oh, just because I would have handled this situation like that, or I would have known that, I would not have even said that.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that, you know, they would know not to say that. That's not the truth. Like,
yeah.
Everybody is different. Everybody, like, thinks a different way. And even with you, like, feeling some type of way, somebody could, you know, take that and, like you said, they can take it differently and not
exactly.
even mean it like that, and not even know that you feel like that, and you just hold that issue in. So I do
exactly.
feel like it is, like,
communication is really key. Like,
is.
when people be saying that, and I know people might be thinking, like, oh, like, that's bull crap. When I tell y'all, like, communication can get y'all so far. I'm such big on communicate. I don't care. We can have 10 conversations for you to understand me, because, and I'm gonna want to understand you too. Mm-hmm. But any day, like, if we're moving, if I'm turning a page in a book, I don't want to turn a page and like it's still a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
I can't, like, I physically but cannot
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so it's just like, that's just me.
When did you feel like, because, like, with all of this being said, like, as y'all know, like, y'all see from where it was and where it came from.
Yeah.
Like, with that being said, when did you first notice, like, that, like, I had changed?
We was young. Like, we was young at the time. And it's like, Ayana, it's like, you have, like, you're the only child.
Yeah.
So it's like, it makes sense. So I'm like, why? It's like, you know, since she acts the way she acts. I have 4 siblings, so it was like, it makes sense why I act the way I act.
I definitely do agree with you, because I do feel like, I think that's something that I'm still, like, you know, it's something that I'm still learning. I'm always still learning. You know, you're never going to stop learning, but you're right. You are right, and I don't remember what I was about to say. I forgot.
This how it be every time I'm on the phone. Like, I could be telling her something, and she like,
it's be that,
right? Y'all, she the only one who do that. I don't do that.
I just garden. Ain't nothing wrong with a little gardening, baby. Plant your flowers.
What I do?
Plant your seeds, boo. You see where they bloom at.
What would they call what I do? Am I the hose? But I be drinking.
I don't know. I want to call you no alcoholic, because you ain't no alcoholic.
I'm not an alcoholic, I am an occasional drinker.
That's cute.
Exactly. You'll never see me toe up on the floor.
That is true. I mean, I feel like I'm...
Okay. You might see me on the floor, but I might not be toe up.
She's definitely tore up, but the only thing is, when she's saying tore up, she's not talking about, like...
She's
talking about
throw
up. She's on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Like, you
but you gotta remember... Yo, y'all understand that I'm gonna be on the dance floor regardless. If there's a drink, if there's freaking alcohol come out of these pores, or it's just regular stuff come out of these pores, I'm gonna dance floor regardless.
Yeah, she be dancing. That's one thing about her.
I get up and shake something right now with no music, but I'm not gonna do that.
Because I did have to always call you for everything. And I was saying that I was happy that I'm not in a space where I have to, like, do that anymore. And now I feel like we more so be going through things
together.
Like, yeah. Like, now we're on, like, the same type of, like, alignment more so.
Where I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. Like, I didn't mind the car. I didn't have nothing else to do in the first place. It was definitely, like, I feel like, you know, it was pros and cons to it. At the end of the day, like, we're all here to learn. And I'm glad, like, she learned from it. Because at the end of the day, people was kind still be doing that same thing, and where I'm at in life right now, I probably couldn't handle it.
You're right. You stuff gets a lot. You can't be weighing nobody else calling for that, baby. When I go to ChatGPT,
I'm trying to carry on my own problems and then shit like that. Like,
yeah, it's a lot. Yeah,
life be life,
especially now that we, like, grown. Like, I feel like
we got stuff going on
a little bit more.
Like, what? Working 2 jobs. My girl got her podcast and her job. Like, you be tired.
Like, that's like a full time job and a
literally in the side. Exactly. Trying to have a full time job and then trying to have social life at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm drained.
Now, was it hard to, like, love me while I was, like, still learning how to, like, love myself in that period of time? Because I know for me, I have a hard time. Like,
that's a good question.
Sometimes I do have a hard time, you know.
That's a really good question. I mean, at the end of the day, it was not hard to love you, because it's just like, don't start. It was not hard. I love Ayana. I've been loving Ayana since I came out that moon. Mm-hmm. My mom popped me out. At the end of the day, what I can say, it was just hard seeing you in that predicament of, like, not knowing what your worth was and, like, not knowing, like, what you deserve. It was very hard, because at the end of the day, like, me being your cousin, it's hard for me to see any of my friends going through BS.
Not even a friend, like,
exactly, not even a friend, even a stranger.
Media, I mean, like,
exactly, people I don't even be knowing. It'd be sad to see people go through what they be going through, but I realized, like, people gotta learn on their own, and it's like every lesson that you go through, like, you should take that with you. And they, like, rather it was a breakup, a heartbreak, whatever it is, like, it's put there for a reason. Like, God has a plan for you regardless. And I just feel like God had a plan for her. Like, yeah, you know, it was hard seeing her like that. But, like, look where she's at now. Like, this girl's in love with herself or still learning how to, you know. But she's definitely, like, I have seen the change in her. At the end of the day, I just, like, you know, all I could do was take a step back. And all I pushed for her to do is just fully hear herself and put it in God's hands, honestly. That's why my girl be posting her little church videos on Sundays and her little church podcast. We gonna talk about what she used to believe in when she was younger, but
what, the Illuminati?
No.
Oh, I'm like, yeah. I'm scared.
I'm not gonna say.
Don't tell me.
We used to believe in
God. Oh yeah, I did. I had a whole.
Don't say that.
No, I think that honestly, I'm not gonna say I didn't believe in God.
She didn't see it at the time. It was like we was young.
I didn't understand it. Exactly. I feel like from somebody that's like, you know, like your family try to like anybody. Someone try to push you on. You will not understand it. I feel like it took for me to have to go through my own trials route for me to understand. Because I definitely do agree. Like I was like, I didn't understand. I didn't get it.
I definitely feel like at that age,
my God, now, baby. He shows up
in so many different ways. I feel like would really like push me, like even when I was younger, and like I wouldn't even say I was pushed into it, but I did used to go to like a school, like in my church or whatever. But I love to see like the celebration, like when I used to go to church and stuff like that. When I was younger, of course, at that time, I didn't understand because, like, I barely could speak English at that time. Well, not English. I barely could speak at all at that time. And that's it. But, like, to see, like, somebody, like, praise somebody like that. And, like, I used to just wonder, like, okay, like what's going on? Like, and, like, so, like, to hear people, like, oh, yeah, like, this happened. My blessings came. You know what I'm saying? Like, to see people actually come make it from nothing to something. It's just, like, it got to be somebody from above that's, like, you know what I'm saying? That's there to support and stuff like that. So, like.
You're right.
Yeah.
The miracles be miracling.
Regardless, and, like, I'm going to say this. Regardless, like, if you feel like you don't see, like, you don't see the light right now, what you should see is the fact that you're still living, first of all. You didn't see another day. And, like, you get to close your eyes and, like, wherever you lay your head at, you're laying your head down somewhere. You eating. You doing something with your life. That's already a blessing for itself. Because a lot of people don't have that. And I had to realize that myself because, like, I feel like it's a lot of stuff that I want to do in my life that I feel like I still haven't done it yet. But I have to realize, like, what I already have done. And, like, yeah, that's a blessing. Big blessing. God has provided me with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And that's, I watched Draw.
Yeah.
And when you said that, it really just like resonated. Because I watched that, y'all. If you haven't watched it, definitely.
Please go watch it.
I cried. I was crying 7 minutes in. 7 minutes, 15 minutes. And I was just crying the whole time. But I feel like, you're right. You just never know what somebody is going through.
Literally, you would never guess. But still don't take your blessings for granted either.
Because,
like, don't be trying to, one thing I can say, don't try to wish you in somebody else's shoes. Because I tell y'all, they probably going through way worse than what you going through.
Yeah.
But you never know. Because it's like, at the end of the day, just take what you get and keep going with it. Because regardless, you know, you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make it.
Yeah. And I feel like you can't have, like, a mindset that you won't. If you do,
you're not going to make it. You got to keep looking forward. Because if you keep looking backward, that's where you're going to go.
Yeah.
Backwards.
Yeah. Like, literally, how do you expect to go forward if your head
is
back? Like, you can't.
Be honest with yourself. Like, and it's hard. Like, it's not easier. It's not easy. To say it out loud and to do it. Like, you literally have to physically, like, I was watching a podcast yesterday, and they taught me about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I forgot the quote that he said, but it's basically, like, you know, just, you can't be worried about the bad things, honestly, because, like, you blessed. You have too many good things going on in your life. Like, you eating, you going to sleep at night, like, you good. Okay, you making money, you're good.
Yeah.
You're providing, you're good. So.
Yeah, because some people, they're on disability and they can't work. And that disability check is not enough. And y'all don't even want me to get on the topic of, like, how I feel.
Please don't get her on the topic.
People, please. About disability and social security.
Yeah, because you're probably not going to have one.
Yeah. Yeah, and I honestly, I was thinking about starting an insurance firm, like something. I don't know how I ain't get that far.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to start it, but definitely get somebody that can do mm-hmm. that. Because, you know, we do need.
For sure. I definitely want to start in, like, investing. I forgot what the stuff is called. Where, stocks. Like, no, not stocks. It's like we're, like, when you keep putting in money after, like, a certain amount of years, like, you get it back. I forgot. I think it's RS. I was about to say something so crazy. I forgot what it's called, y'all. Please don't. I learned this in high school. But I just know, like, something with your bank and, like, you just put money towards it, like, every month. And then, like, in, like, 10, 20 years, you get all the money. And I think it's, like, plus interest. Like, it adds interest.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So.
It sounds familiar.
Invest in yourself, please.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like also, like, go after everything that you want. Like,
exactly. Don't be scared. Hard, but I know it's so harder to do than to say. But please don't be scared. Because, like, ain't nobody going to judge you. Because
they might
people just gonna judge you.
I don't
even step down. People just gonna judge.
They're gonna stay.
But it's
gonna
like,
shit.
Yeah, because maybe.
Do your big one though. Fuck that shit. Because you're not doing this for nobody.
Exactly. But yourself.
But you.
I was like, because trust me, people gonna judge you. Because
yeah.
You know, he
but
at
the end of the day,
too.
Like, it's also about, yeah, it's all about this. Somebody had called me yesterday. It was like, Yana, I was listening to your podcast, mm-hmm. like, in the car. Like, mm-hmm. And he, like, had someone in there with him, and it was like, you know, this is, like, what am I listening to? And it was like, it's literally her podcast. And he was like, this is, like, really, really good. Mind you, this is an older man. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't even want to get out the car because, you know.
The
and
podcast?
Yeah, because he liked it. And I felt like, that's you know, true. You really never know, you know, who
gonna like it.
Who
yeah, because I watched the podcast yesterday, and, like, it was two dudes.
Yeah.
And I didn't think, like, not trying to do like that, but, like, I didn't know what they was going to talk about.
Yeah.
And, like, they talked about a lot of, like, different ranges and stuff, and it was actually really good, honestly.
I know that's right.
I'll continue watching.
Know. I have a question for you.
What's up?
So, I know you said that, you know, how you were dealing with everything while you were still, you know, uh-huh. dealing with, you know, my pumps and everything.
Yeah.
Through that, obviously, you know, you was still holding space for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know,
I had
life
no choice.
Goes on. Yeah. How did you do that?
To be honest with you, I was not in the self-improving.
Girl,
type.
But people passed away. People, like, you know, you still had your own feelings.
Oh, yeah, like that. Like,
you
it was. I
on.
Definitely did have a lot going on, but, like, still, I
didn't mean to say people down.
And, like, this made me think, but I feel like even during that time, I never fully healed from that. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of, like, just, like, rolled on with life. And, like, not trying to say, like, oh, like, it was a hard time, honestly. You know, people was dying, and, like, I had, like, relationship stuff going on. My problem was going on. I feel like I physically never dealt with it. I ran from the issues, honestly. But now, maybe it's really all about money. I like, I still be, like, you know, talking to my girl regardless, but we both are, like, in the headspace. So, like, we do weekly check-ins. We call each other, keep each other updated. So, it's not like, oh, like, why y'all got going on? What's the update? This and that. Like, that's how it was back in the day. I'm over here calling. We literally was talking every single day about what was going on. And, like, she was a part of my routine. And I had to learn, like, I had to have my own routine myself and build myself up. Because if I didn't, then, like, what if you busy?
Forever, yeah.
Exactly. What if you got something going on? That's how it literally, like, that's how it was. Like, that just brought me back to, like, when we stopped being friends in, like, middle school.
Yeah.
And I had nobody to talk to. Like, to go from having, like, people to talk to all the time to, like, having nobody. But, like, I'm not going to lie, that taught me a lot. Like, when I tell you, cut people off and you literally have no choice but to be by yourself, literally, you will make hobbies. My hobbies was, like, watching movies, like, listening to music, like, I used to do a lot of, like, just self.
You do more things for yourself.
Exactly. Sure. So, definitely now, like, still doing that, still talking to my girl, still trying to deal with life, still learning at the same time. So, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel about same question back to you type of thing?
While, like, still dealing with, like,
yeah, still, it's like, they're still trying to deal. But I feel like, I'm not gonna lie, I never, like, issues I had going on in my relationship, I don't think I've ever put that on you. I don't really think so.
I feel like, for, like, me, you always, like, I'm older than Monty, but
by 6 months, y'all,
I'm older than Monty.
Her birthday is December, my birthday is May.
That's my little baby. But Monty also, like, always gives me, like, big sister vibes. Mm-hmm. She always gives me big sister vibes. It always gives, I'm the youngest sister. So I think, like, honestly, and I think, but that doesn't mean it. That doesn't mean that, like, your older sister can't put, like, mm-hmm. your stresses.
But yeah, definitely.
On you. Yeah.
I definitely see what you're going for. I literally see where you're going at. Basically, you're trying to say is, not trying to put it like this, but, like, we was just, it was a lot of the conversations was about Ayana and her relationship. Like, well, yeah, I will. Like we will talk about. Things, like we will talk about mine. Exactly. Stuff.
Like, you well, yeah. So, like, I feel like molding me into a better person.
Yeah, yeah, I can say that. Like, it definitely was like I'll talk about my relationships, but like, it was okay. Like, we need to. I need to help Ayana with hers.
I need to get too old.
Yeah,
you gotta stand up.
Yeah, definitely. I will deal with mine, but I'm not gonna lie, like. I didn't deal with mine properly at the time. And then I was young, still trying to learn. I'm probably still not dealing with my
stuff. Was because you was, like, dealing with, like, maybe, my stuff that, like, it...
Maybe. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, stuff that used to happen in your relationships, I definitely was taking it to mine sometimes. Like, just a little, like, okay, so her nigga doing this. What are you doing? Or, like, if I would see, like, similar...
Y'all gonna ask for all these things done
forever. If I was to like see something happen in her relationship, like a communication issue or like just something, like something that's like a red flag, and I would like see it in my relationship, oh, that was definitely getting turned to an argument back in the day. I'm not gonna lie.
But I mean, I really don't even think that's a bad thing. Cause I think that's just you sometimes, like, same,
but,
like,
the same way
like we said, sometimes things show up differently. And it like, shows exactly. up for somebody else and, like, helps you recognize your situation. I feel like that's, like, a very strong awareness that some people do.
Definitely. I can definitely say it was a good thing. It was a pro and a con, because the con was the fact that this person, it was oblivious to this person. Like, this person didn't know what the heck was going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I really felt bad for that person. But at the end of the day, it happened for a reason. How I really feel. Definitely. You know, I end up where I am now because, you know, I'm supposed to be where I am.
Exactly. And that's amen.
Clock that.
How does it look to love someone that is still learning how to love themselves?
Oh, you asked me that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
It's kind of, yes. I did kind of ask you that. But I feel like more so I'm asking you that for, like, my sake. And I'm going to ask you that because, like, this is a FaceTime call. Because, little girl, I do have something going on. I'm not going to say I have something going on. But I do think, like, from right now, you know, in my life, I am trying to, like, maneuver with friendships a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard for me to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, as easy as it was for you to do it with me.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's, I don't know if it's also because of, like, the extent at things. You know, that thing.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a long time.
You know?
Yeah, I could definitely understand. Like,
you know, I'd be wanting to help out, but for some reason, like.
Help out with who, me?
No, just, like, other people. Like, I'm saying, like, I have a problem still trying to, like, figure out how to love people in the midst of.
Trying to love yourself?
Not trying to love myself, but while they're still trying to love themselves. Oh. Like, I have to love you in the space that you're in right now because I can't change the situation. I still want you to go through it yourself. Everything that we said is correct. But, like, when you do have that feeling on your heart where you feel like, you know something isn't right or you don't feel completely right about a situation, how do you still love them in that situation while that's you crazy. Know all that but you're still what you want you know you want better for them, like that's, what do that's, you do
I would say, like, honestly, like, if you yes if you feel like separation is the thing, then separate yourself. But at the end of the day, like, if you're not in the space to do that, then you cannot create the space to do that. If you physically or mentally, emotionally are not in the space, don't try to force the space. Because all it's going to do is collide, in my opinion. Separate yourself. Let that person love themselves. Because nothing like trying to love yourself and love somebody else. That, and then trying to learn how to love yourself and then also learn somebody else. Talk about a difficult challenge.
Yeah.
That's really
that
difficult.
Relationships and friendships.
Yeah, first it's a little bit, yeah, for sure. I don't, like, if you see your friend over here just kind of, like, not doing the right thing, and then also, like, they taking that not right thing and, like, kind of putting it towards you, not doing right by you either. I already told Yana, I'm a one stripe in the friendship type of person. You mess me over in the friendship, I'm sorry, I got to. Just because I feel like I'll hold my friendships to, like, a different type of, yeah, I hold my sister. Exactly, because I'm the type of person where it's like, I hold myself to a certain, I would never fuck this girl over. Sorry to cuss, but I would never do nothing like that to mess up our friendship. And I respect, and I hope that she would never do something to hurt me. Mm-hmm. But if she do, she's cut. Because as my friend, like, I'm sorry, yeah, as my friend, like, I feel like it's different in a relationship. If you're a man, right, do something, I can't forgive him that much either. But, like, at the end of the day, it's different because we built a sisterhood bond. And I feel like that's how it is in, like, friendships anyway. Like, we built a bond. So, it's like, in a relationship, like, y'all got to set morals. Oh, you know, when you go out here, don't do this. You go out here, don't do this. It's like, as a friend, why would you put your other friend in a situation where you had to hurt me like that?
But I feel like, you know,
like, I speaking on my person, you know, yeah, what I've been through, my friendship. Yeah. No, if you ever have done something to put my peace, my trust in jeopardy, you cannot, there's no way that you can build that back up with me because I'm going to forever question you.
Yeah.
Because I protect my peace no matter what. I don't even tell people where I live at.
No, literally.
I don't even tell people where I live at.
You not getting the address,
baby. Exactly. If you get this address, it's you special. Nobody knows I live at. And that's for a reason. If I'm riding with somebody and we got to pick up somebody else, you're picking me up first. I'm sorry. Like, or I'll meet you there. Because it's just like, at the end of the day, like, I protect my peace. People are crazy out here.
Yeah. Never
be. You can't never be too sure, too careful with people. At the end of the day, exactly. With me personally, like I said, if you mess up my trust, like, I feel the same about a relationship. If you cheat on me, and I feel like if you can't truly forgive them, like I said, like, I feel like if somebody cheat on you, you can't truly forgive them, y'all don't need to get back together. Yeah. Because you're going to be constantly questioning him on who this, and that's not fair to him, that's not fair to you. The same thing with my friendship. Why am I questioning you? You just my homegirl. Or you, yeah, my, or like, you not my man.
But I,
no,
feel like, with, you know, with friendships, like, I don't know. I don't have no siblings, though. So I feel like, true, my homegirls, my friends, they are the closest things to,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I feel,
I got,
like,
enough siblings.
It's not, I don't be wanting to.
And then, when I tell you that, when,
like,
I tell you
that,
that makes,
like,
so much sense. Like, I understand. And I understand why she like that. Me, personally, I have four other people I got to deal with at home. I am okay, Bookie. Her, on the other hand, she got me. So it's like, I don't.
It is so crazy that when we started talking about that, like, the older we got, because we started realizing, like, oh, I started realizing, like, how Monty felt at that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, you just never know nobody else's perspective.
Yeah, because I never told her.
Going through, yeah.
Until like, way late. And I could, how can I expect neither one of them to receive it when it's like, I felt a way too, like, they felt a way too at the time too, and I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
About a man. Who would have known?
What? It was about a man.
Yeah, remember y'all thought I was choosing that man over y'all?
I mean, yeah, we asked you to spend a night and you don't want to spend a night, and then you're gonna come back over.
I went back the next day to go see that man, so I get it.
She went back over there with us because we was going to where the man was.
Exactly. That was in middle school, y'all. I'm not like that no more.
But yeah, but I feel like, I mean, honestly, like, I'm just so happy that, like, we even went through that.
Yeah, because if we didn't, like,
no more friendship.
Yeah, like, we definitely, like, at that age, you know, sometimes you gotta, like, I'm just gonna sound wrong, but you gotta take for granted what you got and then realize how,
yeah,
like, you can't take that friendship for granted. Some people, it takes time to realize, like, dang, like, and we went through that when we were younger. When you older, I thought you already went through that lesson in life. We was young, going, too, trying to figure ourselves out, and we kind of took our friendship for granted. And look at us now. I wish I would.
I wish I, bitch, would. Anyways, y'all. But yeah, this was really good, and I, like, really appreciate you for coming up here.
Of course.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Definitely follow my girl on all platforms, Monty Brazy on Instagram.
Yeah, that's really it. I'm gonna start building some more, but for right now, that's it.
Yeah, follow my girl on Instagram anyways.
We're not perfect either.
We're not perfect.
We go through our ups and downs, but our ups and downs are little ups and downs.
And even if they are big up and downs, you know, there are things that y'all can work through, but I,
exactly,
think, like I said, it comes with communication.
Exactly.
And, you know,
and don't be settling down. Like, don't settle for a friend who don't care about how you feel.
Friend relationships.
No,
because
sometimes you got to get rid of that person to find somebody who actually really do care.
Yeah,
honestly.
And that goes for anything. You have to let go of anything to get anything more.
Exactly. And then you might not want to, when I tell you God might have, you might be dealing with a small mountain. God, once you get rid of that small mountain, God might have a bigger mountain.
Boom, right there.
Exactly, waiting for you right there. You don't realize it because you're still stuck on this little small little mountain.
Yeah.
Y'all get rid of people who ain't adding nothing to your life. All they're doing is taking from it, okay?
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like the most beautiful friendships are the ones that you do get to grow with. You know,
yeah,
you,
for
you
sure.
You get to grow, you get to understand, and I just appreciate you for always holding that space, you know, for me to grow, because I do feel like you was a very big part in, like, everything that I come to knowledge about. So, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Give me a hug.
Oh, Lord.